You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell. This is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio. We are at episode 55 with my co-host, Jason. As always, Jason, how you doing today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Anything exciting happening?
Nope.
Nothing. This is normally the time when you engage in some witty banter. I don't know, witty. I mean, you're trying to be witty.
I try to be witty.
I don't know how often you accomplish it.
No.
But.
Well, I either discuss what I've eaten recently.
Usually.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Or, like, experiences with my kids, either right. Embarrassing or
right.
Otherwise.
I mean, the ideal situation is something happened with your kids while you were eating. That you can.
Well, that's, yeah, two birds, one stone right there.
But just a boring, regular old week.
Gosh, nothing, yeah. I mean, just normal life.
Mm, man, so exciting. You live such an exciting life.
I do.
All right, well, this is our second week of two episodes a week. Is that right?
Yeah, well, I feel like the first week was like a half a week.
Right, yeah.
Because the way the format goes, we dropped the first episode of the two-episode week on the latter half of the week.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, starting this week, if you're listening to it, you have just listened to the previous one.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Got it.
Like, because yes. We started Thursday or Friday. We didn't start the Monday, Tuesday
episode. You're listening to the third episode of the new format. How's that? Either way, it's episode 55.
Yeah.
And we are moving forward.
Honestly, I like it. I went back and listened to the last couple mm-hmm. episodes, and I think there's less of this, where we're just shooting the breeze.
Nobody likes this.
No, this is the worst.
This is not good. So,
and more just down to the point. Like, this is what we're doing.
And just to let you know, listener at home, we're going to have two podcasts every week.
Yeah.
One will be what's happening in sports.
What's
right
up
now.
With that?
Yeah, we already covered that. And and one will think one will be well, basically what's happening in sports, and then the other one will be something random.
Yes.
You know, last week we did the Great Britain Draft,
which I won.
There's no way you
totally won that. I went back and listened to it. I totally won that.
You had 007 was one of your picks.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And you had
fish and chips, castles. I had the BBC.
Yeah.
I had
British music.
Yeah.
Ancient megalithic sites?
Well, that's not what we're here to talk about today.
We
can redraft Great Britain at some point if you want. But that's not what we're here to talk about today.
Okay.
All right. So there's lots of things happening. The Super Bowl is in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's no reason there has to be a 2 week gap. It's only like a sports radio thing. Like ESPN created it.
Well,
so they could have more
media,
content,
not just radio, but
yeah.
I think yeah, cuz they can squeeze in extra stuff.
I get tired of it about, I don't know, like Wednesday.
Well, I think of the first week.
Yes. I mean, how much can you talk about one game?
Oh, you could. I think they changed it a couple years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
They try it for 1 week at a time, and then they bumped it back to 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think, I don't know how long, but at one point it was at 1 week, and I like that better. Let's just get right to it.
I don't mind that. I think, I also like the idea of it's like, let's give those guys an extra week just to recover. Because they've played a long season.
Yeah,
some of those
guess.
Guys have played a lot of games.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know,
you want them at their best.
Yeah, I want them at their best. I want the Super Bowl. I want everybody performing on their top.
Well, so far these playoffs, there's been one good game the entire playoffs.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, they've been either blowouts or the ones that weren't blowouts weren't interesting. Name one interesting game other than Green Bay Dallas. The Green Bay Dallas game was amazing. I mean, it was like almost like.
Well, even the Green Bay-Atlanta game, although, you know, Atlanta took out a huge lead.
Yeah.
Green Bay came back.
Not really.
A little bit.
I don't know. If you were watching it, I don't think you ever felt like, oh, Green Bay. I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, so there's a little bit like in the back of your head.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it is Aaron Rodgers. But, man, Atlanta just really dominated.
Well, even I thought the Pittsburgh-New England game was good.
No, I didn't think so.
Did you see We didn't talk about this in the pre-show, but Big Ben was contemplating retirement.
Yeah, well, he said he's going to take the offseason, think about it. If I was him, I'd retire. Why get another concussion?
Well, he's got two Super Bowls.
Yeah, you got your Super Bowls. You're going to go down as one of the best two quarterbacks in Pittsburgh history. You and Bradshaw.
Yeah.
You know, the older guys are going to like Bradshaw more. The younger guys are going to like you more.
And who's the third best? Cordell Stewart?
Probably. Neil.
Neil O'Donnell.
Neil O'Donnell.
Yeah, right.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to the Super Bowl, it seems like, one year.
Yeah.
With him. Yeah. Bubby Brister?
It's got to be Cordell Stewart.
Yeah, I think it's got to be. And he wasn't great.
No. He was okay.
I can't name any other. That's
Tommy Maddox?
Mike Tomczak?
Yeah, Mike Tomczak. Well, he was there for a little bit.
Yeah.
Was it? Who did I just say?
Tommy Maddox.
Tommy Maddox, yeah.
Yeah, Tommy Maddox.
Yeah. Breaking down Pittsburgh quarterbacks from the 90s.
That's more than I would have thought we could have mentioned.
Yeah. Well, I mean, being NFC Central fans, or AFC.
Yeah, I guess.
AFC North
You're
now,
Browns I guess. Browns fan or Bengals fan.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm close to Ben Roethlisberger, you know, if I'm like friend of his or whatever, or brother, well, I say, just retire.
If you're a personal friend, if you're a teammate, it's like, dude, we came close.
Right.
Just hang in there for one or two more years.
Oh, if I'm a teammate, no doubt.
Yeah.
But if I'm Ben Roethlisberger or if I'm a friend, I'm like, dude, you got what you needed to get. You got your Super Bowls. You're going to go down. You're going to the Hall of Fame. There's no doubt about that. Just retire. Because who knows what could happen? What if he gets a massive, like, he's already gotten other injuries.
Yeah.
What if he blows out his knee in such a way that he'll never fully recover and it's going to hurt him, like, horribly for the rest of his life? What do you have if he gets another, like, three concussions and then all of a sudden, you know, he's drinking through a straw and concussions don't.
Well, I think most people drink through straws. If you eat through a straw, that would be
eating through a straw is the problem. But that's when your jaw is wired shut. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, well, that
lots
can happen.
Lots of bad stuff could happen.
Yeah,
like not just like current pain that lasts for a month, but like the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah,
you know. So I say call it a day.
I agree. I don't know. I mean, if
I'm a quitter by nature, though.
You almost quit this podcast like 10 times.
Yeah, right. Like,
yeah,
like halfway through. Sometimes. If you might not know it, you know, sometimes I'll just pause the podcast in the middle of it, you know.
I just can't do this.
And be like, Jason, I'm done. Just like, I feel like we've accomplished everything we set out to accomplish.
Yeah.
But you make me continue on, and I appreciate that.
I remember when in high school I ran cross country. I wasn't good at it,
yeah.
But I did it so that I could be ready for basketball, which I really enjoyed. And I remember, like, it was my sophomore or junior year or something, like going out for cross country, and I went to one practice. I'm like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this. Yeah. I hate this.
I don't like this.
You're just running for extended periods of time with nothing. I hated it.
Right.
I hated it so much. And I just remember going to my coach like, I can't do this.
He's
like, what do you mean you can't do this? Like, I lettered, you know? I mean, it was a decent team.
Yeah, he needed you on the team.
I was the worst runner.
Yeah.
But you
needed so many guys that could clock it a certain
pace, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And I could hit that pace. I just hated it.
What was your best time?
Like 18-something.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's not good. I mean,
I only ran my freshman year, and I got just under 20 once.
Ooh, so you had like 1950 or something.
Yeah, that was my freshman year.
I think my best time was like 1830.
Yeah.
I was happy if I was under 20.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, that was good.
Yeah.
I think my worst race ever, I was like 21 something.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Right.
It was one of those races you couldn't breathe and you're just, which is still a 7-minute mile.
Mm-hmm.
That's not horrible. No. Not, you know.
More than you could do today.
More than I could do today. Yeah. It would scare me to think what I'd run that today.
Yeah.
Or walk it.
Well, I've been going to the gym, you know.
Yeah.
The other day I did the bike that kind of like the wheel for it is like a fan. I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And it's got the arms that go back and forth. And so you can, and then it's got like a platform for your feet when you do your arms, and then you can put your legs on the pedals.
What do you mean a platform?
Well, it's got two things that you can put your feet up on. So your feet go a little bit higher, so you sit back and you do the arms and you move it with the arms, and then you can go back and forth from the feet to the arms.
You don't do both at the same time?
You can, but there's really no point. Because when your feet are moving it, they're just going so much faster than your arms can go that your arms are just kind of like along for the ride.
But then you can take your feet off of the pedals and just do the arms.
Is that what you're meant? Are you supposed to do
all four? Yes, that's why the extra platform things are there.
Well, I don't know this. I've never used
that. Well, I'm explaining it to you.
Is it in the main area?
It's upstairs.
Okay, see, I don't go upstairs.
I go upstairs because I bring the kids with me. So, listen, dude, you should go to the upstairs. Okay. The upstairs is where
we've talked about working out together. Like, together for what? A month?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And just we haven't done it.
Well, life gets in the way, you know. But no, we should definitely do it. And the morning is a good time to work out, for sure.
Yeah.
Because you start your day off right. I think I eat better when I've worked out in the morning. Yeah. For the rest of the day, I'm like, I want to make that count. Although sometimes it has the opposite effect. It's like
I worked out.
Hey, I worked out.
I deserve it.
Half a pan of brownies.
I honestly feel so much more productive after I work out.
Yeah, me too.
You work out and you just... Especially in the morning.
Yeah.
You got the whole day ahead of you.
Scientifically, it kicks your endorphins in.
I totally get it.
All that kind of stuff.
And having run cross country and done some of that stuff in the past, I totally get it.
I mean, just the shock of seeing a naked man at the YMCA is more than any cup of coffee could ever do.
Old naked man.
Yeah.
Not just naked man.
Yeah.
Old, fat naked man.
Yeah, right.
I mean, it just gets worse and worse.
Yeah. That's
and they have no shame. They've got...
No shame.
I have shame.
You should.
I'm not even that fat or that old. I mean, I'm just a normal guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, they're just, I mean, flaunting it.
Flaunting it. All right. Well, we're going to go from that.
It reminds me of the Airplane movie. Do you like?
Yes. You like Gladiator movies, Jimmy? All right. So this week in sports, we're going to get to our Super Bowl preview. And then next week, I think we're going to go through a bunch of prop bets in the Super Bowl. Because Super Bowl is always fun. You can vote on, or you can bet on the coin toss. Yeah. You can bet on the length of the national anthem. So we'll talk about some of that stuff next week. But this week, last night, as we're recording this, Marquette beat Villanova.
Yeah.
Marquette was unranked.
Yeah.
Villanova was ranked one in the country.
Numero uno.
And Marquette... then stormed the court because it was at Marquette. It was a home game for Marquette. What is your opinion on storming the court? When is it appropriate? Is it ever appropriate? When is it inappropriate?
I'm 100% for storming the court.
Good. Me too.
It has to be under certain set of circumstances.
What are the circumstances?
A very highly ranked team.
Top five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Loses to an unranked team.
Right.
If you're ranked number 25 and you beat number one, that's not good enough.
You can't storm the court.
Nope. Now, if you're 26 and you're not in the top 25,
yes,
I will allow it. Okay with that.
What about...
Or if you haven't beaten a team for like 12 times in a row. Mm-hmm. So like if the Iowa State
Cyclones
hasn't beaten Oklahoma in the past 15 seasons.
Right.
Even Oklahoma might be ranked like 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And Iowa State's really bad.
Yeah.
But they beat them.
Right.
But they haven't won in 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with that, too.
Okay. What about a game that's like triple overtime, Duke, North Carolina?
Ooh. Both ranked?
Both ranked. It was a great game, but there's this huge rivalry there, so they really hate each other.
Is it like a...
And let's say they're both top 10.
Is it a playoff or is it a regular season?
Regular season game. But it was like triple overtime. And they're both both top 10.
No. If it's like the ACC championship like tournament.
Well, nobody would storm the court for the ACC championship because those aren't home games. Those are played on a neutral site. To me, you can only storm the court if it's your court. That's my other thing.
You can't storm
a neutral site.
Well, you could.
I'm opposed to it. If we're making the rules right now, which I think we are.
Well, the ACC, we are making the rules. I think the ACC plays their games like in Raleigh, right? Which is right there by North Carolina. It's going to be North Carolina.
But it's not your court.
I'm okay in a playoff setting.
Okay.
And I'm okay with if you're really, really bad and they're really, really good or you haven't beat them for a long time.
Okay.
I think that's it.
All right, so Ohio State right now is unranked.
Yeah.
I'm setting up a scenario for you. They're not good this year at basketball.
No.
I think the women's team might be better than the guys' team.
I think the guys are 12 and 12-8 on the year.
And which, an ugly 12-8.
Yeah, well, those 12 wins, 11 of them are out of conference.
Right.
You know, they've only won like one game in the Big Ten.
This is Thad Matta's last year, I think. Which we could talk about that another time. But let's say Ohio State, they're down this year. Maryland, yeah, I think, is the best team in the Big Ten this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're ranked maybe like, they might be number one in the country now that Villanova has lost.
Well, Kansas was number two.
Kansas was two.
Duke, I think Gonzaga was four.
Gonzaga was three.
Yeah.
Well, either way, Maryland's up there. So let's just say Maryland's ranked number one in the country, for argument's sake. And Ohio State is unranked like they are now. And well, you go to the Ohio State-Maryland game, and then Ohio State beats Maryland.
It's not good enough.
But that fit all of your criteria.
It did, but I've got to rethink this now, because if you – Ohio State has a –
History
and a tradition.
Yeah.
Like, don't embarrass yourself.
Right.
Act like you've been there before.
Sure.
I think there's an element of that, too. It's got to be an underdog.
Penn State could.
Okay, Penn State could, yes.
Because they have no basketball history.
None whatsoever.
Northwestern.
They could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When is it appropriate for Ohio State to storm the court?
If they beat Kentucky.
Okay.
At home.
Right. It's got to be...
Yeah.
So Maryland doesn't fit your bill. It's insulting to Maryland.
Well, I think Maryland...
They're a powerhouse.
Currently, they're really, really, really
good. For the last 20 years, they have been.
Ever since Gary Williams left Ohio State to go coach at Maryland.
Yeah, exactly. See, that even kind of adds a little bit more...
It does. I just feel like... Maybe I'm biased because I'm an Ohio State fan.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Ohio State history... They've had... Very good teams in the past. Like, really good teams.
Oh, sure.
I just don't see it.
I think I don't know.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah, and I think setting up rules, I think there are certain guidelines that you can set, but I think for the most part, it's a feel thing, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I was not right. Even though it hit all of the guys, that's not right.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, if Kentucky, was it last year? I can't remember. They had an off year.
Yeah.
They were, just in between some players. They just didn't, if they, were unranked and they beat someone, they don't deserve. Kentucky should never rush the court. Kentucky fans. Can you see a scenario where Kentucky rushes the court? Even if they have an off year.
Yeah. I mean, the only scenario that I could think is, the big rivalry for Kentucky is Louisville. And let's say Louisville is undefeated, and they're staring down an undefeated season, and as late in the season.
Yeah.
And Kentucky is not good that year. Let's say Kentucky's on a really down year, unranked.
Right.
And Louisville, because they're Louisville and they hate Louisville, is undefeated, and then Kentucky beats them in that scenario, ending their perfect season that they could have had for history's sake, then I'll allow it.
Yeah. Okay, do you also think, let's throw this in the mix, Kentucky wins by 35. Louisville just never showed up.
Right.
Then it loses some of the juice,
right? I think you need...
It's got to be a close, tight matchup. Maybe a game winner.
Yeah.
It goes into overtime, something like that.
Yeah.
If for some reason Louisville just falls flat in their face...
Yeah, I agree. I think in order to storm the court, it's got to be within 5 points, the final score.
Single digits, at least. It cannot be double digits. You win by 10, doesn't count.
No, doesn't count. Okay, so now you've stormed the court in whatever scenario. You're a college kid.
Yeah.
You know. Also, let's say that too. What are the age appropriate? Who's allowed to is 38-year-old dad allowed to storm the court?
Only if he's with 12-year-old son.
Okay. All right. I'm good with that.
Because he's not there for himself. He's there for his kid.
Other than that, under 25, under 30.
Well, minimum age of 12.
Okay.
I don't want a 10-year-old on the court.
You're not taking your 10-year-old out there.
No, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be responsible about this.
Sure.
I mean, we are storming the court.
Yes.
But let's be responsible.
Okay.
You don't take your 10-year-old out there.
Okay, so 12-year-olds...
Unless you put them on your shoulders.
12-year-old's the minimum.
Yeah.
What's the maximum,
College. So if you're a 26-year-old college student, I'm okay with that.
Right. So only college students and dads of kids.
College students, teenagers, or dads of... Teenagers.
Okay.
But not dads of 4-year-olds.
Right.
Because 4-year-old or dad shouldn't be on the court.
So those are the people that are allowed to storm the court. I agree. I could disagree on the dad kid thing.
Here's the thing, if Harrison was there,
sure. and he just wants to run out on the court.
Like, let's celebrate. Like, it was epic moment, the whole thing. You'll remember this for it. You're creating a memory.
Yeah.
I'm all about that.
Sure.
Like, if you have an opportunity to do something stupid, like, in a safe environment, but do something stupid, silly, weird, do it.
Right.
You'll talk about it forever.
Sure.
I mean, my kids still remember things that happened, like, 10 years ago.
Right. Okay. So, now you've stormed the court.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let's just say it's Ohio State, Duke, and Grayson Allen is out on the court.
Yeah.
You know, and you stormed the court, and you're a 22-year-old college kid. What is the appropriate, if any, kind of communication that you can have with Grayson Allen? Can you look at Grayson Allen and, you know, yell at him, we beat you? Or do you have to just, is there a certain respect level for the other team that you just got to let them get off the court? I mean, I'm not saying you should physically, like, you should touch them or anything like that. You should, you shouldn't threaten them in any way. But but is there like any like you suck, you know, right in his face?
This is contrary to who I am, because I would never rush the court.
Yes,
even when I was a college student or teenager, I wouldn't have done it. That's not who I am. But I think it's more of a celebratory act with your players, rather than you suck to the other players.
So there's no communication at all with the other players that's allowed.
I mean, if you bump into him, you're like, yeah, woo! Like,
but not directed towards him.
No, just in general.
Right. Okay.
Now, one of my biggest pet peeves, I hate this. I hate this so bad. And you see this on every single sports podcast. Like, every single one.
Okay.
Not podcast, every single sports show.
Sure, let's fix it.
Contest, game, match,
put whatever. Put an end to it, whatever this is.
The loser.
Uh-huh.
Fan,
yeah.
The fans of the losing, the team that just stinks.
Yeah.
Holding up the number one, we're number one.
Right.
You're not number one. There's one number one.
Yeah.
Even if you beat number one, you're not now ranked number one.
I see. So you just had, you're Northwestern, and you just beat Indiana, Maryland, who's ranked number one. And now you're saying we're number one.
No, you're not number one. Stop it. It happens all the time.
What if it's like, we beat number one? What if that's their saying?
They're not saying that. Like, we're number one. Woo!
Okay.
But you see that fans everywhere. Even, like, games it doesn't even make sense. In the NFL, for instance, there's not, like, a ranking system.
Yeah.
So if, you know, Baltimore beats Pittsburgh.
Right.
You see Baltimore fans, like, raising up the number one.
Yeah.
Shouting, we're number one.
We're number one on the field today among the teams that were in contest.
I hate that. That's honestly, that's one of my biggest pet peeves of watching sports.
I'll allow it for college kids. I feel like...
Because they don't understand math?
You know, they're just excitable. You know, they're...
They're living in the moment.
It's passion. You know, like, I think we give them a pass, but... Yeah, old dude at the NFL game. Yeah, I don't need to be reminded, or I don't need to be told from you that the Baltimore Ravens are number one.
Unless you have the big foam number one finger.
Oh, totally.
That's completely different.
Yeah, that's a totally different thing. Yeah, some things we disagree on. We can agree on that.
Yeah. If you have the foam finger, you gotta go with that.
Well,
never should you hold up a number one.
Uh huh. Is there...
even if you're Kentucky or Maryland or Kansas or Duke, even if you're them, I'm not so sure you do it either.
I've never stormed the court before. I've never been part of storming a court. My only experience is I'm excited when I'm watching it and they rush the court like, wow, that was awesome. And then I turn off the TV and go to bed.
Yes.
That has to be an interesting, almost depressing letdown, right?
Like when you're done.
Like who... What happens? Like, you jump up and down for... How long do you jump up and down for and yell?
It's like Will Ferrell in Old School. We're all going streaking!
Right.
Like, they all run outside and do something else stupid.
Right, I guess.
I mean, what else?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of...
Party at my house!
There has to be a bit of a depressing kind of end to it. Like, kind of like the end of an evil laugh. You know what I mean? Like, you never... Yeah. You know, like in comedies, they always show the end of the evil laugh.
Yeah.
But in, like, serious movies, you only... Here, like the
and
peak,
it fades out.
And then it fades out.
Yeah,
but there is an end to this.
That's true,
and it's probably somewhat depressing.
Okay, so tell me this:
it's probably also one kid on the court. I don't want to say like who I'm thinking of because I'm thinking about a kid that you graduated with.
Ooh.
Yeah.
For what?
That
you're gonna write it down.
Yeah, I'm gonna write it down because I really don't wanna. I really don't wanna. Okay. So
he might actually listen.
I'm thinking he's the one.
I'm friends with him on Facebook.
I'm thinking he's the one that like. He's the last one there. Like I'm on the court. Like all the cool kids leave.
This kid has grown up.
Okay.
He's not like that anymore. Maybe at the time.
Yeah, at the time. That's the only version of this kid that I know. I'm not saying.
No, there's three of those kids that kind of ran together. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know the other two. I just know that this kid ran for president of student council one year. And it was, I mean, I think he almost won.
Yeah.
It's like a joke. But I feel like there's gonna be a group of kids that are out on the court that they don't know that the cool kids are gone, you know, yeah. Or you know what I mean. Yeah. I don't know. They just they're just
living it.
They're
up.
In the moment, and they're like, "This was a great thing. I'm not leaving this." And they're the last ones left. You know what I mean? Like the cool kids know when to get out, right? Yeah. Like if you're like, okay, the moment has happened, I'm out, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of like a comedian knows when to call it a day.
You quit while you're ahead.
Yeah, there's a group of like, mouth breathers that
that's your biggest pet peeve, isn't
it? I don't like mouth breathers. Oh my gosh. Yeah, there's a couple of players in particular, basketball players, that really bother me for that reason.
Close your mouth, breathe through your nose.
Yeah, like a civilized human being. there's a couple of mouth breathers that are left on the court, and they're just still there, and then it just takes like the janitor is like pushing the broom beside of them.
Well, some guy's gotta shut the lights off. Like you start shutting lights off. Goosh, goosh, goosh.
Son, I think it's time you call it a night.
Okay,
so that has been said. That exact phrase, son, I think it's time you call it a night, has been said to a pimple-faced
mouth breather
on the court.
Okay, so tell me this. Is there any reason under any circumstance to rush the floor on a professional contest?
No.
None whatsoever?
Never. Only college.
What about high school?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. High school.
High school, yes.
Yeah.
College, yes.
Yeah.
Professional, no.
These guys, it's just not the same.
Okay, so we're talking about rushing the court.
Yeah.
Specifically basketball. Is there any other... Do you do it in football?
College.
College football.
Yeah. And if you're a responsible college kid, you immediately try to take down...
The goalpost.
The goalpost.
But Ohio State football never rushes the field.
Yeah.
Alabama never rushes the field.
Wait a minute. They
shouldn't.
Well, Ohio State rushed the field this year when they beat Michigan. That's why Peppers had that little scuffle with that kid.
What I'm saying is these are the things where it's like we're better than that.
So you feel like the Ohio State, when they beat Michigan this year, rushing the field, that was too much.
I don't know, because Harbaugh thing added a whole new layer to it.
Yeah.
Like, it stepped up a notch. Over the last 10 years, there's no reason to, because Michigan was nothing. They were crap.
Right.
I don't know. Okay, so football, yes. Basketball, yes.
Yeah. Hockey, no.
Hockey.
You're going to hurt yourself.
You got to take your shoes off. You got to have your socks.
If everybody has skates on, but then that's dangerous too.
I think socks would be safer than shoes.
Okay.
I think you have some texture. Some
If there's still a player out there and he's on skates and now your feet are exposed?
Oh, yeah,
your toes could be chopped off.
That'd be really, really bad.
Yeah.
Okay, so hockey, no.
That's a hard no.
What about baseball?
I don't ever watch college baseball.
I've never seen college baseball.
Ping!
I
just, no thank you.
I've seen it on TV, like in passing.
If they played with a wooden bat, I might be all for it. I just don't like the metal bat.
Yeah. What about World Series? Is there any professional?
Baseball?
Baseball.
No, never a professional,
as
far as I'm concerned.
Nothing professional. Soccer?
The worst thing that ever happened in the history of sports.
Hank Aaron.
Yes.
Yeah. When he hits a home run.
It makes me mad every time I see it.
I feel like that happened a lot back then.
Yeah, well, and, one of the things is, like, Hank Aaron was getting multiple death threats for him and his wife,
right?
You know, his family, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then if you break this home run record, we're gonna kill you. You know, we sniper and all this kind of stuff. And then he breaks it, and then two white dudes run out on the field. You know, he had to be terrified.
Yeah,
I would be.
Yeah,
he was a braver person than I am.
Well, he played for the Braves.
I'm a coward.
You don't laugh at that?
I don't know. I mean, it was brave.
He was brave.
Witty.
Braves.
Maybe witty, but not funny.
I mean, I laughed to myself.
Okay. So
soccer.
Yeah, I mean college soccer. If
not
it's
some big World Cup.
No, I'm never okay with it. Oh, the World Cup. Now that's okay. Now that's because it's not a professional. It's an international contest. But they're professionals out there. Like I wouldn't be okay with it for like the U.S. Olympic
basketball team. Yeah.
Although if you're Yugoslavia. And you beat the United States.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
But you're on neutral ground. You're not at home.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's the Olympics.
Well, what if Yugoslavia is hosting the Olympics?
Well, yeah, you got to rush it.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is kind of complex.
Yeah.
But there is a certain set of circumstances where it is appropriate.
Yeah. And I think that every situation is unique. I think that's what we've come to decide. There are some hard and fast rules. Like personally, I'm never okay with it in pro sports. I don't think it's good.
Yeah.
But college sports for sure.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Boy, we've really solved a major issue in sports today.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple things where it's like if it's on the line, mm-hmm. do you err on the side of rushing the court or err on the side of it's not worth it?
Yeah, I just think you have to make that call yourself.
Have you ever seen half a court rush?
Like
50 kids rush it?
No, I think, especially in college, like it's like a lemmings kind of an situation where once like one or two people do it, then it's just like you can't help yourself.
The floodgates open.
Yeah, it's like it's uncontrollable.
Right.
I think, especially college kids, you know, that they might, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I'm good with that.
All right. So, I don't know who we should contact.
Probably the NCAA.
Yeah, and let them listen to this podcast so that they know the
rules.
The rules,
yeah.
The appropriateness. So, that's our time.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Streak for the Cash hit it really good.
Yeah, I mean, ESPN Streak for the Cash, we're proud of Adam the Male Nurse. He had a 13-game winning streak.
13 games.
Eventually, he lost it, unfortunately. I was rooting for Adam. Right now, the winner, or the leader in all of ESPN is at 37 games, which seems impossible. So there we go. ESPN Streak for the Cash. Find us in the
last night, I was winning our group at 4.
Until
I lost.
Yes. That's the thing. It's really actually... When I started it, I was like, I thought for sure I was going to get a 15-game winning streak fairly quickly, but it's really hard to do.
Well, we picked up another guy. Do you know this guy, the SGT Nose?
Yes, I believe that's my friend Joe Eicholt, who I went to. I don't know, Joe, if I can say your name on air, but
you just did.
I did, yeah. So it's done. Joe took me to a Columbus Blue Jackets hockey game. He had
your
an extra
first
ticket.
Hockey game?
First hockey game ever. Like, it's the first hockey game, not only that I've been to, it's the first hockey game that I watched beginning to end. Like, okay. I've never watched a hockey game on TV beginning to end.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, how was the total experience?
12.
Really?
I loved it.
So
I mean, I didn't understand.
So you want to go back?
Definitely. I want to, like, I told Joe, I was like, I was ready to go get season tickets. Like, at
really?
The, yeah, like... And I call my wife, you know, like I'm at home, honey.
I just bought a season ticket.
It's really great, though. We're gonna love it. Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. Like
I got 3 season tickets, so we'll have to rotate the kids.
Honestly, I could see myself like if I lived, specifically if I lived a little bit closer, but we're about close enough.
It's an hour.
It's about an hour away.
Yeah,
I could see myself going to every hockey home game.
That is insane.
It just is fun. I like the atmosphere.
I don't know.
I like the experience.
That's never been.
And I feel like the more that I went, then the more I would understand. There were still things that I understood it more watching it live
Than
I did not. But I feel like after like a full season, I would be totally like, because there were things happening during the game where like I'd be watching it, and all of a sudden the whole crowd would go, "Oh!" I'm like, "What happened, guys? What happened? Did he hit the ball?" So I feel like that there are some things that I would gain an appreciation for, and I would like it even more. But I just like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
I feel like hockey players are more accessible than like football players or basketball players. They're just the football and basketball players are just such like freak athletes, like specimens.
Yeah.
Like they just feel like aliens, you know, almost. They're just so athletic, right. You know. And I know hockey players are super athletic, but they don't look it. They just like he's a Canadian. Like that's my height.
He looks a lot like me.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like they're kind of more accessible, you know? Be like, that's my guy, you know? And like in hockey,
that's Smitty.
Yeah, they always put a Y on the end of every name. Yeah. You know, like you know, whatever the last name is, you just put a Y on the end of
Smitty.
It. Yeah.
Jonesy.
Yeah, all that stuff. You know, like, yeah, Jonesy! Yeah, yeah. Like, and there was, like, you know, like, when they were announcing the starting lineups, there's, like, this whole, all these things happening that I wasn't, like, you know, aware of, like, these traditions. Like, the guy that was calling the game, he's like, you know, hey, everyone, this is Joe. And I don't remember what everybody said, you know, but, like, I know this isn't what happened, but I'm saying it was something like this. This is Joe Smith calling the game for you, and everybody's like, "What's up, Joe?" or something like that. Like, I don't know what it was, but it was like in unison, everybody knew what to say. Yeah. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
And like on the starting lineups, there was like a guy named Luke, you know, and when they say Luke Robitaille, it was Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, "Oh, this is fun. I want to be a part of this." Yes. You know, but
it's,
I couldn't.
It's similar to minor league baseball,
right?
Like Sweet Caroline, everybody,
bump, bump.
Yeah,
but. Yeah.
Bump, bump, bump.
Yeah.
Everybody does it, right?
Yeah. And I really liked that aspect of it, you know.
Yeah.
Honestly, I liked everything about it.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Well, I'll have to go sometime.
I don't know why we started talking about
it. I don't know. What else you got?
Oh, ESPN Street for the Cash.
Yeah.
Joe is on.
Oh, I got
it. I think that's Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's on a losing streak.
He's with all of us. I think, well, Philly Cheese has a 4-game winning streak
right now.
And
then everybody else is losing.
Right, yeah.
We have one guy with a winning streak.
Yeah.
Everybody else is losing.
It's not easy to do.
No.
All right, so that's LeBron wants a playmaker.
And if I'm the guy that first hears that as the reporter, don't you say, aren't you the playmaker?
He needs another playmaker.
Did Jordan ever say that?
Whatever. All right.
Kyrie scored like 50 the other night.
Yeah.
Is he not a playmaker?
He is a playmaker. I think.
How many playmakers does he want?
I think what LeBron's saying.
I want a playmaker. You've got one.
I think what LeBron's saying.
And you're one. First of all, you should be the best player of all history, according to everybody who's ever walked the planet. You are the playmaker, and you've got Kyrie, who could drop 50 any given night.
Well, I think what he's saying is we need somebody to come off the bench that can put a little spark in us. Like a...
like a Kyle Korver.
No, Kyle Korver's not a playmaker. He's a three-point shooter, right? It's like Jerry Stackhouse, towards the end of his career, would come in and be like instantly 12 points, you know?
Did you see Nate Robinson's trying to make a comeback?
He is that, except he's just not tall enough.
He's pretty short.
But like that kind of, like to me, Jerry Stackhouse is the best kind of example that I can think of.
So he
like,
went to Jerry Stackhouse?
Like, guy that would come in
when I hear LeBron say I want a playmaker, to me he's like I want James Harden, I want Westbrook,
no,
I want Durant.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying we need a guy that can come off the bench. Like what's the dude that plays for the Clippers that like is super duper streaky, but he's when he's on, he's maybe like the best player in basketball, and I'm just totally blanking on his name. But like just somebody that can come in off the bench and like boom, 12 points real quick. I think that's what he wants. I don't think he's like Durant or Harden. I think he's...
To me, that's what it seems like he's saying.
I don't think that's
because what he's saying. Because he's like, well, look, Golden State just set the record for regular season's win, and they went out and got a playmaker. They went and got Durant. Why can't we do that in Cleveland?
I'm sure he would like to have Durant. I'm sure he wouldn't be opposed to it. But I'm just saying, I don't think that's what
he's
saying.
Once again, this confirms what I said a couple weeks ago when I said, if everybody plays at their best... Cleveland's not going to win.
Yeah. All right. So then next week we'll preview the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Because we're done. We're not going to talk about that. The very last thing that I want to mention is Dabo Swinney, coach of Clemson, said that passing on Deshaun Watson would be like passing on Michael Jordan. How much of a like from a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being you don't agree with it at all, 10 being you 100% agree.
I don't agree with it at all.
So you're a 1?
Yeah, I'm a 1.
Yeah.
Well,
I'd give it a 2. You know, like
maybe,
you know,
he could be good.
Yeah.
Also depends on where you land. My son was trying to the other day he said, "Man, I really want Watson or something like that." As a Browns fan.
Yeah.
It's not going to help.
Yeah.
I don't care. He could be Michael Jordan. He could be, you know,
right.
Elway, Marino, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, whoever, Aaron Rodgers, whoever you think the best of the best is.
Yeah.
You put the best of the best on Cleveland, they're going to lose because Cleveland stinks.
Yes.
So
we've been over this.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. It doesn't matter.
Boy, that is the Cleveland fan in you.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We stink.
Cleveland has, by far, I was looking at it, the highest unused cap space in all of the NFL.
Really?
I think that's promising. They had $50 million this year of unused cap space. And, like, the next person was, like, 30. The next person after that was, like, 15. You know what I mean? Like, it was a huge amount.
Well, they had a lot of rookies this year.
Yeah. And so I really think they just need to stay on this path. Don't make a splash. Don't try to bring anybody in. Don't even try to get a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's a Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck.
Even then, there's no way.
Well,
it's not going to help.
It's hard to pass on those guys. But don't worry about quarterbacks. Don't worry about running backs.
Yeah.
Maybe wide receiver, you know, because in 4 years, you can have a developed wide receiver.
Yeah. Because currently their best wide receiver was a college quarterback.
Yeah. Just get defense and offensive line.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. I agree.
But I think they're doing that. And then trade down. You got the number one pick?
Trade down.
Trade it.
Right.
You got the 1 and 10? Well, then maybe you can get the 8, the 10, the 15.
Think about this. They should trade that number one pick to Denver.
Yeah.
Denver, go ahead and get Watson.
Yeah, take him.
And then Denver would have a decent young quarterback to go with that team. Yeah.
And then the Browns should stink again this year.
Stink for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, do the same thing. Yeah. Just keep on trading down, compiling picks.
Yes.
Get defense and offensive line.
Solid.
That's all I want is defensive and offensive line. And then when you're ready to strike the iron, running backs are a dime a dozen.
That's right.
Like, you can find a running back.
Yeah.
Even wide receivers.
Yes.
You know, but if you've got defensive and offensive line, and then you bring in a quarterback, I mean, look what Tom Brady's doing with Hulk Hogan, or whatever his name is.
Chris Hogan.
Did you know that Chris Hogan had more yards in that game than he had as an entire college career?
Wow.
Like, he went to, like, Colgate or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
Tom Brady has made a living on throwing to little white guys.
Yeah. Nobody.
Danny Amendola. Yeah. Wes Welker.
Right.
Hogan.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
The list goes on.
There's 12 of those guys.
Yeah.
You forget who they all are.
Yeah.
Because every couple years, he has a new little white guy to throw to.
And then
to.
When he had Randy Moss, it was, like, the greatest offensive, like, ever.
Ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Threw, like, 82 touchdowns.
Well, and then Wes Welker was on that team, which I think Wes Welker is the best version of the little white wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had, like, 130 receptions that year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it for this week of Lower Road Radio. Jason, what do you want to listen to as we go out?
I don't know. What do you got?
Well, we got What Is Love.
Okay, let's do that.
Is that the...
What is love?
That's...
Baby, don't hurt me.
Is that the old SNL skit with...
Yeah, I think
dun,
so.
Dun, 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 dun. Night at the Roxbury?
Yeah. Will Ferrell and...
Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. It's playing in the background right now.
I love it.
All right. Well, this is Dan Owings signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice. And I know what that means now. And never wear the blue sweats.